Okay, so have you ever read like a book or seen a movie where a character dies and it's like so over the top ridiculous? You know what I mean? Like you can't help but laugh because it's just so out there.
Oh, totally. Like those deaths in the Final Destination movies.
Exactly. It's like those, but then there's Konosuba, which takes it to a whole other level. Our main dude, Kazuma, his death is something else. Imagine this. He's walking down the street, sees a tractor, and for a second, thinks it's about to hit this girl.
And this is where it gets good. Hold on to your sides, folks, because instead of some heroic last-minute save, Kazuma freaks out. He's convinced he's the one about to get run over, and by a tractor, no less. Like, come on, right?
It's almost painful how relatable that is, though. You ever think you're about to have a super cool moment and it just backfires?
Yep.
That's Kazuma's entire life.
It's that awkward cringe that we've all felt at some point, but amplified to an absurd degree. And that's the genius of Akatsuki's writing. Because as ridiculous as it sounds, you can't help but empathize with Kazuma's fear of looking like a complete idiot. I mean, a tractor.
And the best part? It turns out the tractor wasn't even going to hit her. He basically dies of embarrassment and a touch of heart attack from a slow-moving tractor. It's comedy gold.
You really can't make this stuff up. But here's the thing. Even as he's fading out, Kazuma's still worried about whether the girl's okay. Which, spoiler alert, she's not. Ends up with a broken leg.
Oh no, that is rough. Poor girl.
Right, talk about adding insult to injury. But that little detail is important because it sets the tone for the whole series. It's this subversion of the chosen hero trope that you see in so much fantasy.
So instead of being whisked off to some grand adventure, Kazuma finds himself in this sort of in-between place. And that's when he meets Aqua, our resident goddess.
She's a piece of work.
To say the least, you'd expect a goddess to be all graceful and serene, offering words of comfort, maybe a harp solo. But Aqua, she's more interested in making fun of Kazuma's less than heroic demise.
Right. Like, picture a goddess in this ridiculous getup, like something out of a low budget play, and all she does is mock him for getting scared of a tractor.
It's the ultimate "are you kidding me" moment,
Yeah.
but it's that unexpected personality that makes Aqua such a fantastic character.
She's petty, obsessed with snacks, and can't resist rubbing salt in the wound.
She's totally that friend who never lets you live down a bad moment, but with the added bonus of being, a goddess. And this is where Konosuba really starts to mess with the whole isekai thing. For anyone who's not familiar, isekai is basically a story where someone from our world gets transported to another world.
Yeah, usually they're like the chosen one, destined to save the world, but Kazuma.
Oh, Aqua is sure to remind him at every opportunity that he's not exactly the hero type. So she gives him a choice. She's like, "Hey, you can go to heaven. It's super peaceful,
Oh.
but it sounds incredibly dull."
No kidding. Like, who wants to spend eternity in a place where there's no TV, no manga, no video games? Aqua even makes a point of telling him no second chances for romance in the afterlife.
Sheesh, talk about harsh. But it's classic Aqua. She's blunt, brutally honest, and sometimes you can't tell if she's trying to be helpful or just wants to see the world burn.
It's almost like she's pushing him towards the other option, being reborn into this fantasy world.
Yeah, a world full of magic, monsters, adventure, which, to be honest, sounds way more exciting than harp lessons with a bunch of ghosts. So last time we left off, Kazuma had a big decision to make, right? Eternal chilling out in a very, very quiet heaven,
Or
or
taking another shot at life, but this time with magic, monsters, the whole fantasy shebang.
and it's Konosuba, so you know he's not picking harp practice, right?
Yeah.
So boom, he gets dropped into this town, Axel.
And it is classic fantasy stuff, honestly. Like, you've got your horse-drawn carriages, your cobblestone streets, buildings that look like they're straight out of some medieval painting.
Super charming at first. But we know Kazuma. This is the dude who had a meltdown over a tractor. What's he going to think about having to actually rough it in this world?
And that's where Konosuba shines, you know? It sets up these expectations, like, new world, magic, gotta be amazing. But Kazuma's first real encounter with an elf.
Let's just say it doesn't exactly go as he pictured.
Because in this world, even if there's magic, you gotta work for a living.
And not like become the chosen hero work, but real actual labor, which is hilarious because you've got these adventurers, right, hanging around this
Which is
goat.
basically a temp agency for heroes.
And it hits you, this fantasy life. Not so glamorous after all. I mean, Kazuma and Aqua are so broke they can't even afford an inn. Sleeping in the stables, ma'am.
Yeah.
It's such a funny twist, though. Grounded, even though it's this fantastical world, bills gotta get paid no matter what world you're in.
And this is where we get my favorite part. Kazuma, the guy who probably dreamt of epic quests, ends up hauling construction materials. cleaning stables, and someone's a minimum wage, right? And he's all, minimum wage, labor laws, what are those? Are they tasty?
The perfect mix of dumb humor and, like, a little jab at how the world works. Even in a fantasy world, someone's going to do the dirty work.
And Aqua, the supposed all-powerful goddess, is about as helpful as a screen door on a submarine.
This is where Akatsuki flips the script on the whole overpowered character trope. Aqua has insane stats. She could probably level a city if she wanted to, but her intelligence, let's just say it's not her strong suit.
It's like that one friend who tries to help you move, but ends up breaking your TV. Except this friend is a goddess who can literally control water. You'd think she'd be a little better at, well, existing.
But that's what's so great about her. She's completely oblivious, well-meaning, but totally clueless, and it always backfires in the most spectacular ways. Comedy gold.
And it gets better, because then you've got Megumin, the self-proclaimed greatest mage ever. Except.
One spell, that's it. Explosion. Every day. Then she's done.
And you gotta love her dedication. It's like, what do you mean I can't blow something else up today? My magic doesn't work that way.
She's like the walking embodiment of those crazy, powerful anime characters who can obliterate anything. Except she can only do it once.
And then we round out the party with Darkness, the crusader who's a little too eager to be the party tank, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Darkness is fascinating. She's got the whole knight thing going on, armor, sword, the works. But she can't hit a barn if she tried. Her real talent is, well... Yes. Let's just say she's got a high pain tolerance.
That's putting it delicately. And her attempts to flirt with Kazuma.
Whole other level of awkward. So we've got our hero, useless goddess, explosion enthusiast, and whatever you want to call Darkness.
This is going to be good.
So we left off with Kazuma and his, let's call it unique party, facing off against one of the Demon King's generals. A Dullahan named Beldia. You'd think, okay, epic showdown time, right?
Not exactly. See, Beldia, not your typical bad guy. He's actually kind of chill. Just wants to be left alone to do his research. Problem is...
Megumin, the walking, talking explosion, decided his castle makes for great target practice. And can you blame her? Girl loves her some pyrotechnics. And it's constant. Every single day, Beldia's trying to work and boom, another explosion. It's the little things.
Those little everyday annoyances. Even villains aren't immune. Though... I gotta say, part of me kind of feels bad for the guy. Imagine trying to concentrate with that going on.
And it gets better, because Aqua decides to step in with her divine wisdom. She's gonna purify him. That's what goddesses do, right?
Except he's not undead or possessed or anything. He just is what he is. So Aqua's brilliant plan just makes everything worse.
Chaos. Utter chaos. It's like watching a train wreck in slow motion, only this train is fueled by explosion magic and Aqua's questionable life choices. And as if that wasn't enough, Darkness overhears the word curse.
Oh boy, here we go. Yep.
And immediately jumps to the conclusion that Beldia is cursed to, how do I put this delicately? Let's just say her mind went to a very specific and very NSFW place.
Darkness has a way of doing that. But somehow, amidst all this craziness, they actually managed to defeat Beldia.
Though not in the way you'd expect. It's more like he gets so frustrated with their antics that he basically defeats himself.
Very on brand for this crew. Victory by accidental incompetence. Classic. Yeah. And just when you think they might actually get rewarded for their efforts, well.
Aqua happens. Floods half the town. Again, good intentions, terrible execution. They end up further in debt than when they started.
It's the Konosuba way. One step forward, two steps back, and always hilarious. So what's the lesson here? Besides, don't ever trust Aqua with a magic staff.
I think it's a good reminder to not take things too seriously. Life's messy, unpredictable.
Ugh.
Sometimes the best you can do is laugh at the absurdity of it all.
Especially when you've got friends like these. Who needs a normal adventure when you can have explosions, a useless but lovable goddess, and, well, Darkness doing whatever it is Darkness does.
It's a celebration of the weirdos, you know? The ones who don't fit the mold. A reminder that even in a world full of magic and monsters, it's the connections we make, even the messed up ones, that make life interesting.
So that's our deep dive into Konosuba. If you're looking for a fantasy that doesn't take itself too seriously, a story that embraces the chaos and makes you laugh out loud, this one's for you. And hey, next time you're feeling down, remember Kazuma and his dysfunctional crew. It could be worse. You could be stuck with Aqua on laundry duty.
Mm.
Until next time, keep diving deep.